I've got Jim Fishwick on the line, an award-winning director, improviser, teacher, writer, theatre maker, and Improv Theatre Sydney's artistic director. How are you today, Jim?
I'm very well, thank you for having me.
Awesome, thank you so much for coming on. So this year you became the artistic director of Improv Theatre Sydney?
Yes, that's right.
And you first got involved in improv when you were 17?
Yeah, that's when I first started performing. I took some classes before that when I was a teenager. I'll pretend that was a few years ago, not half a lifetime ago.
What originally drew you to improv as a performance style, both in terms of classes, but then when you originally started performing and thinking that this could be a lifelong career?
I don't know if I ever thought it would be a career. I just knew that it was a thing that I wanted to do. I have a really vivid memory of seeing a theatre sports show at Belvoir Theatre when I was, I want to say, 11 years old. And I just thought that it looked like the most fun in the world. You know, these were adults who were playing make-believe on stage. They were being really funny. They were working together. They looked like they were having a great time. The audience was having a great time. And I just had this sort of like feeling that I wanted to chase that feeling for myself. So I started taking classes a few years later and started performing a few years after that. It's just such a dynamic thing. I think there's something about the audience being part of the co-creation of the show that's just really unique that you don't see many other places.
Yeah, no, definitely. Having been a performer for so many years and now being an artistic director, you organise a lot of these things, you manage a lot of these theatres, you've done quite a few festivals, both in terms of performing and in terms of directing them. What does being an artistic director of a theatre involve?
huge question. logistically, a lot of spreadsheets and emails. Like, there's just like making sure you have the list of the things that you need to do, list of all the shows, who's performing where, all of that sort of thing. It's, in that regard, it's like any other job. It's just that the emails and spreadsheets happen to be about something very fun that I'm very passionate about. The more strategic, creative side of it, I guess, is something I think about in improv is spheres of awareness. That when you're doing a scene, I'm trying to be aware of like who my character is, what that thing is that you just said. The audience just laughed at that. We should follow that idea for a bit. Those are all sort of increasingly large spheres of awareness. And then you get on to sort of how is the show going overall? How is this season of the show going overall? What do my fellow performers want to work on in their professional careers? How can I support them? And I think artistic direction is one of the biggest spheres of awareness that I've encountered so far, unless you want to go into arts policy and funding and things like that. I think it's thinking about what's the overall shape of the ecosystem of the company at Improv Theatre Sydney, because we've got people coming up through classes who've never performed and may never want to perform. We want to make sure that we've got performance opportunities for people to get more shows under their belt, build their skills, but also we want to showcase the best improv in the city for just sort of members of the general public. So trying to keep a handle on all of those things at once and try and balance them.
Yeah, no, that does sound like a pretty intense workload, but yeah, spheres of awareness is actually a really good way of looking at like not just improv, but managing one's professional life, personal life, career, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I found is that the principles of improv, whether it's the actual performance or I guess the artistic direction as well, I'm learning, are really transferable. We get a lot of people coming through who never want to set foot on stage, but they're coming to build their like public speaking skills for work presentations, or they want to be more creative or collaborative or things like that.
And I was reading your bio the other day, and there's a term on there, theatre maker. What does that involve? What does that mean?
Sure. I'm going to be annoying and say they make theatre.
For
me, it's in a traditional theatre system, like in the professional theatre system, there's a director who is a different person from the writer, who's a different person from the performer, who's a different person from the producer, who's a different person from the stage manager. And I find in a lot of independent theatre or collaborative theatre, those boundaries kind of collapse. Because in improvisation, when I'm performing, I'm the writer and I'm the actor and I'm the director, and sometimes I'm also the stage manager and the producer.
Yes.
And I want to avoid being one of those people who, like a multi-hyphenate, where I'm an actor and a writer and a director and a teacher and a model and a photographer and a producer and, like, you know, it's just, I make theatre and I'm not really fussy about which specific role I go into, because like I think I'm happiest when I'm part of a nest of people who are all working to make the show happen.
Alongside the performance programs that Improv Theatre Sydney runs, you guys do a lot of courses and workshops for a very wide age range. You work with high school students, you do corporate team building. You said it a little bit, but I would like to hear more about why do you think that people are increasingly choosing to practice improv? Like, what do people say that they're hoping to get out of these classes that you guys offer?
Yeah, people come for all sorts of reasons. I think the biggest one is that it's fun. You know, it's a yes. It's a chance to be silly in a room and to play, which is for a lot of people is something that they haven't done since they were a kid. One of my improv teachers, Keith Johnston, would say that we think of children as immature adults when actually adults are atrophied children. And a lot of the skills that help us become better improvisers are the skills that we have naturally as kids that we're playing and imagining and collaborating and things like that. I think there's a lot of mindfulness involved in improv, because in improv you are just paying attention to what is happening around you and responding to that and being in the moment. Mm-hmm. It's quite like meditation or yoga or something like that. And I think when we're increasingly online and our attention's being captured by huge tech corporations, mm-hmm. the opportunity to be in a room with other people and do something real, even if it's imagined, it's a way to be present again. Improv is really good for anxiety. It sounds perverse because I think a lot of people will get stressed out by the idea of improvising. But one of the key philosophies of improv is supporting each other and making each other look good.
Moving on, you've just finished as being the artistic co-director for the New Zealand Improv Festival. You are the general manager of the Jetpack Theatre. You are the brains behind the show The Saboteur, and you write for BBC2's quiz show Only Connect. With so many concurrent projects, especially in a field that moves as quickly as performing arts, how do you keep on top of everything? Like, how are you balancing Only Connect, Improv Festival, two theatres, as well as continuing to be a teacher and a performer in your own right?
The answer is barely. I barely keep on top of all those different things. I think it's sort of my personality, and I work best when I have a couple of different things on the go. When I've got one big project I need to focus on for an extended period of time, I struggle with that. So being able to, like, okay, I've spent a couple of days on this thing, or I've like this morning was this project and then this afternoon is that project, that suits me better rather than focusing on one long thing.
I actually did want to pick your brain really quickly as well. Writing for Only Connect, mm-hmm. how did you fall into that?
So Only Connect is a quiz show that's in the UK. It's a lot of lateral thinking and big general knowledge. It's a show where they'll present four seemingly unrelated things and you've got to work out what's the connection between them. I saw the show when I was visiting the UK, and then on the plane back home, I had some ideas for some questions, and I happened to have like a very tenuous connection to the outgoing question editor. So I was able to reach out and say, do you take submissions? Is that a thing? And then he put me onto the current question editors, put me in touch with them, and they said, hey, these are all right. Would you like to write for the show? So I've been doing that for coming up on 10 years now, I think. Wow.
What can we look forward to seeing from the Improv Theatre Sydney in 2026?
Well, we have recently launched our first season of shows from January through to April. We've got all sorts of shows that are unscripted or fully improvised. We've got some cabaret, we've got some scripted comedy plays, some things that are coming up. We've got regular show from Speakerbox, who are an improvised musical show where they improvise songs and scenes and a full musical from stories told by a guest speaker. We have Gifted and Talented, which is a show that I host, where people come on, like comedians, cabaret artists, musicians will come on, and it's a talent contest where they don't know what their acts are going to be until they hit the stage, and they've got to try and bluff their way through. We've got Flipping the Script, which is a show that pairs actors who have prepared a scripted theatre scene and pairs them with improvisers who have no idea what scene they're walking into. I love that show. It's absolutely electric. And we have a show called It's Alive, which is scenes and comedy inspired by worlds of horror and all things scary. All those shows, you can find the details on our website, which is improvtheatresydney.com.au.